Hey guys, this is Jonathan. We're about to start our fifth session. I'm kind of getting a little sad that it's almost over because we only have six sessions, but what better way to get closer to our end than to talk about encouragement? We all need encouragement in our lives. I know I did, especially when me and my wife, we had two miscarriages back to back. We had our daughter Kelsey, our son Jonathan II, and then we experienced two miscarriages right in a row, which was extremely discouraging. Good thing I had some people in my corner to come give me a meal of encouragement that I could eat on so that I could continue to move forward in what God was calling me to do. Well, long story short, now we have our third. His name is Camden Anthony Evans, and we're so excited to see God come through, especially when he uses his people to encourage us. Let's move forward on session 5 as we get ready to close, and let's all be encouraged together.
Well, we're not the only ones who've had to deal with discouragement. Elijah had to deal with it too. Discouragement, that's when the sky of your life is overcast. It's perpetual cloudiness where there's no clear light. There's no light at the end of the tunnel, and the only light that shows up is the oncoming train. I mean, it's just coming at you. It's like the guy who the doctor came to him and said, now, I did your test, I've seen the results come back, and I got bad news and really bad news. The bad news is you have 24 hours to live. The really bad news is I should have told you yesterday. So, you know, things can be real discouraging. People, problems, finances, relationships, health, any one of those factors and more can lead to our discouragement. Let me tell you something else that can lead to discouragement. Victory. See, Elijah's just come off of a big victory. He's seen nothing but victory. He's defeated the prophets of Baal. He's raised this woman's child from the dead. He's come up with a plan led by God to feed this woman for the rest of her life. He's come off of victory. And yet when he comes off of victory, in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, we read, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a message to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me even more if I do not take your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow this time. I'm going to kill you within 24 hours. And he was afraid and arose and ran for his life. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father's. Translation, I'm as good as dead. How can a man go from the pinnacle to the pit when he's seen what God can do? Because the enemy showed up. Her name was Jezebel. She's a pagan lady, and she threatens him. It could be being threatened with losing your job. It could be being threatened about a health dilemma. It could be being threatened about somebody walking away from you who you're in a relationship with, or a child abandoning you. You feel that sense of threat. It goes on to say he was tired. It goes on to say he was hungry. So he's got the enemy catching him at a point of vulnerability. When we're tired and when we're hungry, when we have spent ourselves, even in victory, we become vulnerable. All throughout the Bible, you will see some of God's greatest servants becoming discouraged, wanting to quit and give up. We went from victory to him being threatened to suicide. That's how discouragement works. When discouragement is unaddressed, it leads to depression. When depression is unaddressed, it leads to despair. When despair is unaddressed, it leads to a decision or desire to want to die. So it is discouragement on steroids that leads to suicide. And there's no suicide in the Bible where it was inside of God's will. So this is the enemy showing up, knowing our vulnerability, and working that discouragement thing to our detriment. Well, now that we know discouragement is real, even in the lives of spiritual people, you don't have to feel guilty that you're discouraged. Mm-hmm. You don't have to feel like, I must be carnal now that I'm discouraged. You just have to know that when the enemy shows up, he can use your human realities, amplify them, and bring you to a place where you want to give up, even if it's right after a great victory. But guess what the Lord did? It says, in the midst of his discouragement, under the juniper tree, God sent an angel touching him and said, arise and eat. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. He arose, ate and drank, and went in the strength of that 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Ah, God sent an angel. The word angel means messenger. The Bible says that we have angels unaware. Now, there are spirit angels that are assigned to every believer, Hebrews 1:14. And then there are human messengers that God sends. He can send either one, but he sends help. That's why being in a small group, being connected with other people, because you never know who's going to be your angel. You never know who God is going to use to show up in your life, touch you on your shoulder, wrap their arms around you, bring you a meal, or encourage you to lay down at just the right time so that, guess what? So that you can go on to your next journey. You know what Satan was trying to do through Jezebel? Stop Elijah from moving forward with his life. He either wanted to stop him or give him regression or actually take his life. And that's what the enemy wants to do with you. He wants to create enough clouds that you don't move forward. And isn't that what discouragement does? It keeps us stuck. We don't want to get up. We don't want to move. We don't want to talk to anybody. We don't want to go to work. We don't want to do anything. Why? Because we've been drained, even from a victory. Let me make a little confession right now. My most glorious time in the week is Sunday morning at 5:30. Because when I get up Sunday morning at 5:30, I can't wait to get to the church to preach that Sunday's message. The worst time in my week is Sunday afternoon at 1:30. After those two sermons, I feel a drop. And I go home, I sit in the chair, I don't want to talk to anybody, don't want nobody talking to me. I am just drained because I'm spent. I'm spent. Been preparing all week, giving it out, and I'm spent. Every now and then I get an encouraging word or a note or somebody who says that message changed my life. Right then they became my messenger. God bringing somebody in your life who will meet you at your low point and who will encourage you to keep on running. So after that, I'm ready to go to next week's sermon. So discouragement will come. God always has an angel to encourage you. Thank you for joining us. I hope that this is an important principle for you to discuss and interact on, for you and your group to dialogue on, and for you to become messengers to one another right now.